Well, I think it's a marvelous and very old and Celtic practice and tradition. The well, obviously, and I remember as a child in East Kerry going to where my mother was born in a rural part, you know, going to the well a number of times a day was a great ritual and very important. So the well has always been a very special place, you know, in the life of any community. If you look at the Bible, you find the same thing, you know, that there's great mention of Jacob's well, or the woman at the well whom the Lord meets, the Samaria, the woman from Samaria. The well, I worked too overseas in South America, and water, of course, you know, is so crucial to living, to growth. So the well is always an important place. And I believe many of our wells here in this part of Kerry, we have a number of them, mind you, you know. We have two very famous and beautiful wells in Ballyheigue, Lough Dahalan on Kerry Head, and Lady Well near the village of Ballyheigue. And then, of course, the beautiful Tubber and the Malt, the one we are speaking about, Weathers Well in Tubrid. Even yesterday myself, I went to St. Gubnet's Well in Ballyvourna, you know. I know the one at the city near Shrone in Rathmore, at the foot of the Paps. And these are very special places. They're also very beautiful places. But ever before Patrick came and Christianity came, these two were special places, I think, in the life of the communities. The practice of holy wells, I think, grew up from that. You know, these were special places, sacred places, really. And I can quite understand, you know, they were special to the Celts, you know, the early people before Christian times in this country. And they're still important. Maybe not as quite as important as they used to be, you know. But I really do believe, and I understand a wee bit about them, you know. There's one in Killarney as well, where as a child they used to pay rounds on the 15th of August. And it's just near the recently sold town hall in Killarney, at the back of the tourist office. Sadly, the rounds aren't paid there anymore, except by a few of us, I think, on the 15th of August. But it was a great practice and tradition. But I suppose maybe the electricity, coming of electricity, changing patterns of social life in Ireland, the tap water now, as we call it, you know, has changed a lot of that. But I believe there's a great sort of truth there. There's a great depth there and source, if we could only remember it and plumb it, you know.